Station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, who will stop at nothing to find you the perfect home. Talking more about the Golden State Warriors. Naturally, when you think of them, you think about Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. I've said this before, I want to say it again right now. Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala do not get the respect they deserve. Find me another four or five who can make some of the passes that Draymond makes. Who punishes you on the pick and roll the way this guy does? Who defends just about every aspect of the game the way this guy does? If you look back at that four-minute run that they made at the end of the game last night when they won, he was involved in nearly every aspect of it on both ends of the floor. And don't at me when I say this, but this guy's decision-making is world-class. I'm Jim Rome.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave. No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Need a specialized tool to finish your vehicle repair? There's no need to buy it if you're only going to use it once. Check out O'Reilly Auto Parts' Loaner Tool Program, available at any O'Reilly store. Find tools like a ball joint press, disc brake caliper tool set, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keeping your sports day moving as you sit still in traffic. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport.
Welcome in, 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 3 o'clock hour in effect. We got a lot going on in here. Mickey Ryan, Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Mark Mariani. Morgan Alexander rocking the wheels of steel for JT, who's still in Mexico and may have deported himself. And now Will Compton.
Will Compton in the building.
Please tell us that LaJuan is outside in the bus waiting on you and that he drove you over here in that splendid Budweiser bus that you guys are doing the podcast.
Yeah, I wish he was. He actually flew. I think he flew back to Canada today.
To Canada?
Yeah. His wife's from Canada. They went back to Canada. He goes back on weekends. So we're always here during the week.
Is the bus, like, functional? Can
the
you drive
bus.
It?
So, Bussing with the Boys, podcast.
I was going to say, people that don't know about it, kind of explain. This is a podcast that you're doing with Taylor Lewan of the Titans, and you guys have a real bus.
We have a real, dusted, rusty, beautiful bus that...
It's got some character.
A lot of character, dude. It's
of bus
awesome.
Is it?
It's really worked out.
Like a school bus or like...
What is it? A 1978 Bluebird. And it's got a Dale Earnhardt Jr. theme.
That is outstanding.
Wrapped around Budweiser.
That is
printed on it on the side and everything else.
Of course
else.
It does.
And
it tells you at one point belonged to a NASCAR fan.
Yes. Yeah. It was dingy, man. It was real dingy. Seats and all the rows, everything in there kind of busted up. Stickers all across the top. The guys, the Cardboard Films who were working with, the production crew were working with, somebody in their building was selling this bus, and it was just out in the back, basically out in the backyard, out in the gravel back parking lot by the railroad tracks. And they said that one of the bosses there was selling the bus for $600.
No.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
Bargain. But he lied. He lied. I'll get to that part.
Okay. What a bargain.
So I see the photo. This is before Taylor gets there because we're kind of rapping about the whole, you know, what we're going to name it, what we're going to call it. At first, it was called the Den Podcast. That was mainly me. Then we scrapped it once we got the bus. We're sitting there kind of rapping about our whole game plan of the whole situation. Where is our studio going to be? Whose house or whose basement are we going to be in to kind of do this thing? And then he's like, you know, my buddy's got a bus. His name's Juan, who bought the bus. And Juan bought the bus excited, but didn't want to go to where it was located. So he sent... You know, he sent Jeff. You guys can kind of put all that stuff together. He sends a guy named Jeff to go pick up the bus. It was a sketchy area. But they get, or I see the photo, and I'm like, I'm thinking, they're like, we got this bus, this could be cool. And I'm thinking, I'm more of a like a, it takes me a minute to kind of wrap my head around something. Like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, Taylor's going to love this, though. Because Taylor, right, he just, yeah, he commits to something right away. He falls in love with stuff. Taylor comes in. He shows, sees the bus. He's like, I want that bus.
Oh, man.
Doesn't even care if it's studio or anything. He just wants the bus. He's like, $600. Tell him done. Call him right now. Tell him done. We call him up. Juan says $2,000.
So no.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wants it now.
Juan wants $2,000 now. Taylor's like, you know, Taylor says whatever it takes.
Nice.
So we buy the bus. We go out back. We see the bus. Doesn't run. Not running at all. Would take a lot of money to get it going. It's not like it just needs something, a few new parts in there.
No, it's not just a spark plug.
Yeah. When Juan had went and got it, he was under the impression that it was running. Like, oh, you can come down and pick it up. Jeff goes down and picks it up. It's not running down there. So they had to tow it. They had to tow it back here to Nashville. Now it just sits out in the gravel parking lot, and you know.
So you can't drive this thing around.
We can't drive this thing. We can't drive it right now.
You're not going to be on location.
It's just sitting back in a, you know, it's just back in a spot.
Okay, so now you have your studio.
Yeah. We got it turned around in like a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Our buddy Jeff, him and his partner went in and did awesome work setting this whole studio up. It came together really well. And we're able to get all of our equipment. We're able to get everything in there. We'll have our love seat gets in there today, actually. I think it got in. We had some dusty chair sitting there for Delaney and Adam Bobo to sit on when we were recording the other day. But everything's rolling, man. It's actually turned out well. We've had to buy a couple AC units because it gets brutal in there. We tinted stuff for all the lighting, and we put insulated walls in. We put some like fake wood flooring in. Like, it's nice, man.
Fake wood, nothing but the best.
That's right.
Was the nice stuff here.
What was Delaney Walker's like reaction when he gets there and walks on the bus to do this podcast with you guys?
Within a minute, you know, I'm excited. I'm like, you're the first one on the bus.
He's a car guy. We've seen his car.
And he's a vintage guy too. He loves vintage. Yes. He calls himself a hippie and all that stuff. Yeah. But he loves vintage apparel, clothes and all that. And I'm like, Delaney, the boy, man, you're the first one on the podcast. Like, how's it feel? He's like, man, it feels good to be the first one on this racist bus.
Oh, no. Out in the woods. NASCAR.
Oh, dude.
Wow. That's like the first sentence on the podcast.
Yeah, you got so, like, it's stickered across the top. Some we've had to tape over.
Oh, no.
But but there's so much, like, there's so much character in it with all the other stickers that we kind of leave and we're just taping and kind of being backwoods about it, just taping it for now until we can scrape them off. But
that was
Delaney's first reaction. Where you were sitting there dying laughing, but he was excited.
I love it. So now what? Is it weekly? What are you videoing?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing bar stool type? What's the goal?
The goal is Taylor and I, we're going to be ourselves on it. Where there's going to be,
so let's say, uncensored.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
Raise a little hell, but have good conversations with who we're ever going to have on during the week. So like the other day, we had Delaney on and we had Adam Bobo. Adam Bobo is our Arete, I think that's what it's called. But he's our IV guy who gives us IVs before games, like throughout the week, and works with guys. So there's going to be, it's just a mix, man. Like, Delaney, you're sitting down, you're telling stories, you're talking about football, you're talking about his story, his journey. Adam Bobo is a little more education with like people getting to hear insight on things we do surrounding our career, our football career. Rich Froning comes on. He's coming on next Wednesday.
Whoa,
he's like
nice.
Mr. CrossFit. Yeah. So we've reached out.
He's not Mr. CrossFit. He's like legend.
Legend.
He's
bro.
The number one of all time.
Yeah.
He's the pinnacle of CrossFit.
Yes, bro. He was awesome about, you know, wanting to do it. And it's, we have this whole list of all these guests. So we're just going to bring somebody on every week. We're going to try to knock out two or three a week and then drop probably one a week because we don't really know how it's going to work once we're in season, because you don't want those kind of distractions and you don't want, you know, you lose one game and the whole kitchen's going to fall on top of you.
That
we're having too much fun with busing with the boys.
Yeah. So Sanjay makes a rap album and, you know, so he's not focused on
at least it was the off season.
Yeah. So we'll have episodes in the library to kind of drop potentially throughout the season, knowing everybody will know that it took place before the season even started. So that's kind of what our premise is. So it'll be different guests. We're talking to them about their area of expertise or influence and kind of their journey, their pivotal points, and then, you know, having fun, like doing it with our personalities, with our humor, and seeing what we get, man. Whatever certain reactions are, we'll kind of run with stuff, do some spinoffs. And Taylor, I know he wants to create some video content, like some shorts, like us, you know, doing things in front of the camera. So it'll be fun. We're excited.
We're excited too.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Titans are nervous or excited about this project.
I don't know.
Nervously excited?
Me? Yeah. They're probably like, you know, you see Taylor, like, what is he getting into? I don't know. From what I understand so far, they're supportive. They think it's awesome. You know, I'm in.
Jared Puffer has put like drones flying over to watch what you guys are doing while you're doing
it. Yeah. Most of everybody I've talked to from the facility is on board about it. And that's mainly like PR people and people that have kind of helped and supported this thing since we've kind of wanted to start it, since we kind of put that vision in front of them. But I don't think anything will really, I don't think they're too concerned. I mean, for me personally, I'm a free agent right now.
Yeah, you're good.
So what's going on, man? You're a free agent. Are you training here?
I train at Vanderbilt. So nice. When I was at Nebraska, the 5 years I was at Nebraska, I had a strength staff there, James Dobson. Him and his staff is now the strength staff for Vanderbilt. So it's kind of worked out.
Oh, that worked out.
Yeah, I'm like really close with that group of guys. Yeah. So I've been over there, like, you know, Taylor and I and a couple guys worked out there throughout the summer last season. This year I've been there all off season in Nashville. So I've just been working out, man, and, you know, staying ready. Free agent. You know, who knows if anybody will ever call again.
Yeah.
So you know the game, man.
I know it well, man.
You got to be ready.
I'm sitting here, I'm a free agent, potentially retired and don't know it yet. But hey, dude, I'm working my ass off to stay ready.
Because you have to.
Yeah, you have to. You just never know. So I'm really not, it hasn't been too stressful. You know, all you can do is,
I know,
cliche, control what you can control and have fun. So we've been putting together a podcast. Mark, you know, I've been getting into some real estate, so I have stuff to keep me busy.
Yeah, man. And being in that situation, every single unknown number that pops up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, okay. Hello? Hey, we're here to lower your mortgage payment. Don't call me ever again. It's not the time.
Not funny, man.
Or people in your circle are like, hey, man, you heard anything? And I'm just thinking, like, I'm not sweating this. So I'm just thinking, man, leave me alone.
Yeah, you won't.
I'll tell you when.
Yeah, like, you won't know.
You won't make it as far as I did. You'll get picked up. But when it got into the season for me, anytime someone dropped a punt or, like,
right,
you know, somebody dropped, my boys are like, hey, Vikings punt return, see if your agent has any contact. I'm like, I'm like, thank you guys. I appreciate it. I love you, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
No, man.
Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport, Mark Mariani, Will Compton. We've got a full house in studio. More when we come back. Chattanooga Whiskey, try something this weekend. I know you're going to be drinking anyway, so you might as well try something new. ChattanoogaWhiskey.com. You can check them out online. Go to your favorite store, ask for it, and then let me know how much you love it. Cool story with this group, too, Chattanooga Whiskey. It was illegal to distill whiskey in Chattanooga until just recently, and the folks from Chattanooga Whiskey spearheaded a campaign to get century-old prohibition laws changed. They have done that. They also now have two distilleries in the heart of downtown Chattanooga, so weekend trip, day trip, you can get it done. Set up your tour, ChattanoogaWhiskey.com. Two distilleries in downtown Chattanooga. One distills their flagship 1816 Reserve Whiskey. The other, an experimental distillery where they're always coming up with new whiskeys. And most of the experimental whiskeys can only be bought or tasted at the distillery. So book your tour today. 1816 Reserve, very smooth, really good. 1816 cask is that unfiltered bourbon, giving you the experience of drinking straight from the barrel. 113.6 proof for that one. ChattanoogaWhiskey.com. Chattanooga Whiskey, check some out this weekend. Let me know what you think.
Welcome in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Full house. We got like one seat crammed into the corner. Want to come join us? As we go across the radio dial, Don Davenport, Mark Mariani, Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Will Compton.
Is that from left to right as you listen?
That, right to I left saw as his you listen brain just on do your it radio
dial. I was going to say I was last.
I love it when radio guys like, go ahead, left to right on your radio dial.
Yeah. It really didn't matter what I said.
Yeah.
It was going to confuse him.
It helps you picture the game, though.
Yeah,
it does.
Picture the game. Like, we'll describe the Bussin' with the Boys podcast bus. So red paint.
You were talking about Will Compton in studio. You were talking about having to stay in shape, free agent, waiting for that call. Mark went through that, and you answer every call that you normally wouldn't with numbers that you don't have in your phone. Has anybody like pranked you?
Jeez, no, I know.
Like,
no,
has Taylor called you and been like, hey,
now that idea's out there.
I'm the personnel guy with the Steelers. Can you come in next week?
No, because, you know, after you play a few years, like, they know that, you know, people, it'll, you'll hear from your agent.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody tried pranking you, you know,
Charles L. Nuts is not Carl.
Charles Langston Nuts.
That's so bad. Elnott. That would be so. That would be crossing
the line.
That
would be so brutal.
As Marianne told you, though, that when the Titans drafted him, he said ugly stuff to him because he didn't think it was real.
You said ugly stuff to the Titans?
Well,
to the whole draft room.
Yeah, but so the draft room with the conference call.
Yeah, Coach but Fisher, the backstory
Coach
is
Coach Fisher's son and I went to college. Yes. And we had a whole dialogue leading up to this point, which we've already, we don't have enough time.
There's tons of people that have not heard this story listening right now.
100 people move here a day.
Listen, tell the story.
Several hundred that haven't heard this.
Oh my gosh. Well, it was late. Listen, draft day can be miserable, especially when I was seventh round pick. I'm just biting my nails to the core. And I'm sitting there like, you know, you start fielding calls from everybody that want you to be a free agent.
Yeah.
Then you get to make the decision, right?
Yeah.
So early, like mid sixth round, Brandon, who is Coach Fisher's son, who is my boy, we played in school together, calls me and says, "How you doing, man? Our boy just got drafted." I said, "How you doing?" I'm freaking out. People are calling me. They're telling me, "Oh, we're not going to draft you." So I'm starting to get pissed. And it was kind of like the emotions were, I'm just losing it. You know, the
sounds like
Texans,
you're really reactive.
The Texans
losing it.
The Texans. Anyways,
he's a very emotional
person. Yeah, he's like, I'm biting my nails, crying.
Yeah. Point being is, he calls me like 15 minutes later, and tells me, "Hey, you're going to be a Tennessee Titan," and I'm like, "Listen, I just beep beep."
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
beep. I'm like, now is not the time you. You know, like I'm like, dude, how could you know I'm pins and needles, like whatever, you know, I use choice words that we would use as college buddies.
Yeah.
And then I was on speakerphone with the whole organization.
That is
in the war room. In the war room.
In the
owner,
war room.
Yeah. President, yeah. General manager.
They're like, yeah, but here's Papa Fish. And then he got on and here's Mike Reinfeld. I'm like, oh, hey, Mike.
Hey, man, happy to be a Titan.
Yeah.
No, awesome. The dream first impression.
It was not.
Cool. Like, well, it's too late. We turned in the card, but yeah. Welcome to Nashville.
Yeah. So you that was pretty good.
That's a good one.
It's
legendary right there.
It was cool to be called by your boy and telling you're going to get drafted. It was. The whole setup was what got me because I had been texting with him all day. We had just drafted a receiver.
Just what the Titans wanted you to texting with him all day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Inside info. But anyways, it worked out all right.
Yeah.
For people who follow Will Compton on Twitter, you have a pinned tweet that basically tells your story.
Your
NFL story. And I've read it several times, but kind of give people your background.
Starting from college?
Yeah,
being undrafted?
Like getting to the Redskins and making the team in your mindset.
Yeah, so, you know, I played 5 years at Nebraska, started, I think, three of them. I was like a late-round projected free agent, draftee, didn't get drafted, went undrafted, was fielding calls, you know, all that sort of thing. And then my agent calls, hey, you're a Washington Redskin. Kind of just takes you off guard because it's not necessarily like I picked. I named like a few, and then he calls, hey, you're a Redskin. Going the next week, you think like you might have felt the same way, Mark. You think the team knows who you are from the way that your college coaches know you. So you're excited. You're like, you know, I'm a beast,
Will.
Man.
I'm here.
Y'all must still like, you know, they're thinking, yeah, here's the next diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
And you find out quickly it's not that way. You're the bottom of every depth chart. They give me number 46, Alfred Morris's number, who's a Pro Bowler, coming off a Pro Bowl.
Oh,
year.
No.
Yes,
that's
dude.
Like kiss of death.
Yeah.
That tells you you ain't going to be wearing that number.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get the rookie, I make it the rookie mini camp, OTAs, that whole deal. Going to training camp, I'm seventh on the depth chart out of seven guys. They had another undrafted guy ahead of me. So there's, you know, three units at play. And then in practice, you know, in training camp, the first probably week and a half, you're running three teams out there. So we were in a 3-4. I was rotating in with the third group. So I maybe got two or three reps a day. Keenan Robinson tears his pec day one. Hmm. And he was a promising draft pick, fourth rounder, I think the year before. But anyway, he tears his pec day one, so he's down. I move up now into the, I'm officially on the third team. Guy ahead of me, the second team guy, hurts his hamstring. So I get to start repping with the twos going into like week two. And, you know, I had been battling a hamstring injury and I was trying to figure out a way to stay on the field. Cause you know, being a guy at the bottom, you don't have much time at all. Like you can't be injured. They're going to send you packing. So
the trainer,
they'll wave you injured. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll just wave you. Like, you know, if you don't work out as an undrafted guy or a bottom round draft, bottom round draft pick, it's like, okay, next guy. If you do work out, it's like, hey, we found something. We look smart.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm figuring it a way with the trainers to play, and I say duct tape, but wrap it up as best you can, my hamstring, to where I could barely do a leg swing. And I go out and have my best day with the number two unit. I pick off Kirk. I pick off RG once and pick off Kirk once and bat down another one. And I'm riding high, boys. And gal, riding high. I come up on the side.
It's the boys. It's okay.
Yeah. My mentor, who happened to be there at the perfect time, kind of keeping my head on straight because I was shook about me hurting my hamstring because I was like, yo, I finally get to play. Like, I'll finally be out there. Yeah. He punches me in the chest. Like, you know, I'm so proud of you. And we're hype. Shanahan starts recognizing me. He said, you know, I'm going to start calling you Mr. Interception. And that's my first time talking to him. I'm like, shaking out. Thanks, coach.
Coach, I've been here for a few days.
hey, coach, thanks, man. And I get to run the first preseason game with the second unit at Tennessee Stadium with the Titans.
Yeah.
And because I had posted that on Instagram not too long ago that I was on the Redskins playing at the Titan Stadium, my first preseason game, played well throughout the preseason, led our team in tackles. You know, being a guy who played more, those guys get more chances to be the leader in tackles. Right. But one scout comes up to me before the last game, like, hey, man, you actually have a shot of making this team if you can somehow black out and make some big plays on special teams, because I wasn't a good special teams player at this time. And, you know, I didn't make the team. I get cut, brought back on practice squad. Shanahan's like, hey, I know you're upset, but we know things about you that other teams don't know, and you're going to get your opportunity at some point. And, you know, that's when he's talking about intangibles, like you're smart, yada, yada, yada. Being a white guy, you know how it is.
That's what you get. high motor.
Good, first good in, character. Last out. Hey, we know a lot of things about you that other teams don't.
Effort guy.
Yeah.
Always. This guy right here, guarantee, high motor guy.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
That's definitely. Every single.
I get called high motor, but I'm extremely tired fast.
Yeah.
But so I stick on the practice squad all season long. Usually that's like a revolving door. Practice squad, you bounce around on teams, and then you're out the door. But I managed to stay on all year long. The next year, I make the team outright. Mainly for special teams, and as depth, I backed up both spots, again, being a little smart guy. And then, you know, I got a chance to start five games, and that's when I started to make a little hay. And after that year, a coach sat me down, and he was like, listen, you're not going to be the prettiest in shorts. I know we keep circling back around to this kind of stuff. But he's like, I fully expect you to win this job next year. And then that's when I had started 10 games the next year, and the next year, I started the whole year, and then now we're here, boys.
Grinder.
Hey, yeah, man, straight grinder. What's up? What do you say? No.
Money. Pay that man his money.
That's it.
That was creepy as hell.
And now you got your own podcast, bro.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Look at that.
Busting with the boys.
Sitting in a bus with Taylor Lewan. I mean.
Yeah, I know. You can't.
Can't
run.
Taylor's the co-host. This is the lead. This is the lead man of the podcast.
The brain.
I appreciate that, Mark. Yeah. The visionary.
He's got some good, high motor guy, and
one of our guys who's called the show, and he has this great Tinder thing every year. Our guy Matt Neely, got to give him a shout out. I know he's
who's
a big
Matt
part
Neely?
Of. Yeah, I know he's a part of your team, and you guys are utilizing
his
talents.
Social media manager.
He is. We don't speak of him. We don't speak his name. We don't give him that.
Can we call him Tinder Matt?
We call him Tinder Matt around here.
Matt, I know you're listening. I told you know the game, bro. You know the drill. Thanks for being a good sport, man.
Well, I'm excited for the podcast.
Yeah, no doubt. Busting with the boys.
You guys got to come on.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We can get one at a time. We can get
Where's
all the
He's a legendary
there.
Bassist.
What gravel road is this?
Yeah, it's parked.
I don't know if I should say that.
I don't know if I should say it
because this thing can't move.
Your people tell
if they want to come and rubbish through this bus, like,
Yeah,
we
you should
get some
not.
Security
yeah,
don't, hide.
Don't
make
don't
that
give that. Just let your people tell our people.
Let us know
you
when
you can't hide the
do
bus.
We have to be blindfolded to just be taken.
We
there?
Might. We might have a location we all agree on. You guys get there. We pull up in a or an even sketchier van, blindfold you, put you in the white van, and then we just you guys just show up inside the bus.
It's like Homeland.
Yes. Spray us with something to make us
well Compton.
Let us know when the love seat gets there, and we'll come join.
I think I'd call it a couch. Just a nickel's worth of free advice.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Thanks for hanging out, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for letting me crash this thing. Mark, appreciate the text.
Yeah, my guy, absolutely.
Drove right away. Well, not right away.
What's that?
Put you on the hook a little bit, and then when I decided, I was like,
he said you ghosted him.
I said I gave him the location, and I haven't heard, so I don't know. These guys are sitting here trying to get me.
I've been at the house smoking ribs, dude. So I got some food coming in.
Well, I know we'll be at your house.
Come on over, two racks, bro.
All right, Will Compton, check out the podcast Bussin' with the Boys at Bussin' WTB on Twitter. @_WillCompton, and good luck, man.
Appreciate that, guys. I appreciate you having me on. Bus